subject Texas Gone Bad with Big Cousin. Dear Stephen Shirley, dear Kevin and Shirley, I have been dating this girl for 7 years. I thought that she could be the one and I could really make some serious moves with her. A few months ago, she left her phone inside my car. I looked through it and I found her texting a guy back and forth about how he missed her, and she said she missed him too. Steve, I was furious, but at the same time, heartbroken. I kept reading, and later in the conversation, she texted him back saying that he picked the wrong time to come in town because it was her time of the month, and it got worse. When I told her that I had her phone, she came and picked it up from me. I asked her about the texters, and she lied, saying that her friend used her phone to text this guy back and forth. I kept asking her, and she finally told me that it was someone she used to have sex with years ago, but it is nothing now, and she just texts him for entertainment reasons. Then she poured her heart out, telling me it was the truth. We are trying to work things out, Kevin, but I really do not trust her anymore. I feel she should at least tell me the truth. I deserve that because I know what I read, but my heart makes me blind to it. My curiosity made me use an app on my phone to hide her or change my number when I text. So I called her and texted her with a bogus number, and she did not know who it was. And then I acted like I was the other guy. Kevin, the guy's email and nickname that she called him is BigCousin1366@AOL.com. So I called and confronted her about that. And once again, she lied and called her cousin to lie for her, too. Kevin, what should I do? Man to man, I love the show.
I'm a little disgusted because this is a man that wrote this letter. That's the first thing.
That's bothering you right there?
Yeah, that's what's bothering me right now. I don't like the fact that he really put this much time and thought into something that should be simple. Yeah. You know, you see a text. First of all, when you go looking for something, you're going to find it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing, okay?
Right.
And I don't know if men understand that, but your stomach can't take what you might find. If your lady says something like, my cycle's on, you picked the wrong time to come, you got to just pack up, homie. You got to just get it out. You got to just let that go, man. That just mean that if that cycle wasn't there, that back would have been beat down, which means that this guy is somebody that she... Well, I'm just telling you like a T.I. is, man. Okay? Yeah. You want me to put it out there, Tommy, or no?
Okay. Are you crazy, Kevin? Huh? Yes, he's crazy.
About?
Yes.
I'm just telling you what's going
crazy.
On. I'm telling you what's going on, okay?
Yeah, man.
The guy's name is Big Cousin 1366. You know what that means?
What does that mean, Kevin?
What do you mean? You know what that means? What? Anybody that put Big in their email, he dealing with something, man. This guy over here dealing with a weapon. So you got...
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't go looking for that. Thank God he didn't find no pictures.
That's a 1366 right there.
Yeah, that's a 1366.
You know what model number that is? You know what model number?
But they got a 1366. Got a serial number on it.
I just think this letter is a mess. Like you said, the trust is broken. Like Kevin said, if you go looking for something, when she left her phone in the car, you went through it, so you were bound to find something. You guys have been together 7 years. That's a very long time. Maybe she's frustrated. She wants out. Since you know, there's no movement toward marriage or anything after the seven-year period. Any event, she's lying about Big Cousin. She's lying about Big Cousin. You know that because you went through her phone. So the question is, what are you going to do about it now? Are you guys going to continue in this relationship? Are you going to try and talk to her about it, make her really come clean? Are you going to marry her? Is the relationship over? Those are questions you need to ask yourself and figure out what you're going to do. You guys have been together 7 years. Seems like you could have flushed some of this stuff out and she wouldn't be cheating on you right now. Kevin?
Well, they don't have a good sex life. I think that's obvious.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, no, sex life is definitely awful in this particular relationship. You know, after 7 years, that's when you got to start to spice it up, you know. See, me, myself, I consider myself a sexual expert.
Here we go.
Well, I mean, I am. So
did
I think,
anyone
you know,
tell you that, or you just named yourself?
No, I gave myself the own title.
Okay.
I gave myself
the
title. But I feel like it's well-deserved. I feel like people wanted to say it. They just didn't have the time.
Not the time, though.
Yeah, they don't have time. You know, but after 7 years of being with the same woman, you know, fellas, you got to know to spice it up, man. And I feel like the guy who wrote this letter, I can already tell, he's a prude. This guy is a straight, a straightforward guy. He's a go to work, I get off, I come home, I eat dinner and go to sleep and wake up and do the same thing every day. And that's going to get boring to a female after a while. You know, you gotta throw her off. You know, sometimes elbow her in the back out of nowhere and say, baby, it's go time. Yeah, like the top of her spine, because that get women riled up. Shirley, you ever been elbowed in the top of your spine?
I can't say that I have, Kevin.
Oh, well, let me tell you something. You don't want me to drop this hammer, okay, because it will be go time. You hear me? Go time. You know, you got to do crazy things, man, and that's what I'm going to recommend to this fella.
Yeah, but
okay,
Kevin,
you got to step out the box, man. Get your lady back by getting her sexual attention. Sexual attention is gonna lead to other types of attention. I know what I'm talking about. I'm a sexual expert. Ask the three people I had sex with. They're going to say I was bad. They're going to say I was a bad boy. Yeah.
But, Kevin, his problem is he don't have no 1366. See, that's the problem.
That's definitely the problem.
Okay.
That's definitely the other problem. I try to talk
around
that.
And I think if he'd have read further into the phone, he'd have realized it was more than Big Cousin 1366 in there. That's your problem. There's a lot more people. Nephew 1747 was probably in there, too.
You trying to say she had Earl with that thing 1659.
There you go. Granddaddy 1481 was in there.
Granddaddy
1481 was in there, baby.
Hey, weapon without distraction, 1915. It just keeps going.
Brother-in-law 15,000. Hello.
Smith & Wesson, not the handgun, the other gun. 22-22.
He did that 1910. Him.
What is with the numbers?
That's how she referenced them. That's how you reference the numbers.
Like everybody a tat or something.
Everybody Nephew Tommy, 22,000. Yes, I probably was in the phone. I'm just saying.
22,000? Oh, really? 22,000, Tommy?
Oh, that's a different model number. Yeah, I'm different.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.